Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Rhineland's a fine land once more. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Watch out, Europe, we're going on tour. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Look, it's springtime.
Winter. Germans, go into your dance.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
I gotta continue that song when we get into the grim holder later on. Yeah, when I get to the vagina. Not the vagina, the thing. You know, the thing. Yeah, the thing. Iowa. It was Iowa. If you don't know what I'm talking about, neither do I. That makes two of us. Okay. Let me just set up the grim holder. I just want to set up the song so that when I end, we can have a flourish, a little flourish, the grim holder. So thank you to a certain listener. I was able to watch the live feeds from Big Brother from last night. Thanks, but that's just torture. But I couldn't stop. It was horrible. I record this on a Tuesday morning. A rainier Tuesday morning. Springtime for Hitler, Gödel and Germany. Gödels and things like that for France. So I'm wearing the Madonna mic. I thought it sounded good yesterday. I was very pleased with the sound. I guess the lavalier has seen worse of days. I need to get another one for when I use it for production purposes. And I'm not talking about porn. I do other work. So if you need me to do other work, like real work, I've done work for the... what do you call that? AP? You know, on-site interview, stuff like that. I can do that. And I don't show black dick all the time. Instant coffee. Mm-hmm. Oh, the joys of poverty. The joys of poverty, ladies.
Ladies.
Okay, so I'm doing this to clean, just like I did the other day. Oh my God, I got so much gooky eye. You know, it's funny on Eat This Hutch show last week, which we usually record on Tuesdays, but Auntie Vera has an auntie audition, so we're going to record it tomorrow instead. But last week, and please send us goddamn money for that shit. People bitch about it, bitch about it. Ah, we want your show back. And then we get two donations. Very generous donations, much appreciated donations. But you know what? Send us a few bucks. Show us your appreciation, you fucking assholes. Anyway, not really. If you're listening to this show, you probably should just send it to me. Never mind. And a lot of people do, are very generous on my Grom, only because I torture them. All right. So I found this chunk light tuna in vegetable oil, 2 for $1. I didn't know that they were in vegetable oil. Here you go. I saw 2 for $1 and I bought them. But Wanda, I believe, was saying last week she didn't know if she'd ever tasted tuna in oil. And if you did, do you still need to use mayonnaise? Well, I did buy the tuna and I did not buy the mayonnaise. Mostly, not because I wanted to test Wenchard Wisdom's hypothesis. Hypothesis. But rather because of the wonderful things she does. Girdle. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. But because, you know, I'm grocery shopping on my bicycle, as I do often on Mondays, because I'm coming home from yoga with the panniers on my bicycle. Those are the holders. So I go to this store. But I don't want to hold no fucking huge jar of goddamn mayonnaise, and I don't want to buy the ripoff one in the plastic bio-unfriendly jar holder. So I just didn't buy mayonnaise, and I'll probably just eat it straight out of the can, botulism, mercury poisoning, and all. You know, I'm not afraid to die. I mean, I'm sure I will be at the time, but right now I'm not afraid to eat a can of tuna that's laced with mercury and oil. Springtime for Hitler and Germanades. Oh, I got my new Chicago card. Okay. Your Chicago card has a pass-back feature which allows up to 6 passengers to pay their fares with your card whenever everyone begins their trip together. Yeah, the thing is, though, is these fucking cards suck. And this is the second time I've had to replace it because it stops fucking working. You know, you have to rub it up against the holder. And I do. And it don't beep. And then the bus driver invariably says something rude like, you know, one of them tells me, rub the card between your fingers, like a fucking magic genie bullshit. And I'm like, okay, let's try that. Doesn't work, never does. Another driver told me to try and bend it a little. That didn't fucking work. So I end up standing there like an asshole. So I have to spend $5, had to, past tense, had to spend $5 on a, I lost my train. I didn't lose my train of thought. I just got bored with it. And I think that's the difference. Oh. Will somebody please buy my iPhone 3GS? I'm just too lazy to put it on goddamn Craigslist. I guess I will. It's jailbroken 3.12 right now. Works good. I've got a T-Mobile SIM in it that I use for testing. He works real good, ladies. And inwards. Ladies. Let's see. This time we're really are finished clean. Fintered. like Hitler in Germany, Reichs, Deutschland.
Hitler in Germany, Deutschland. Is Göttling for France.
So I saw this tweet yesterday, and it said, or no, it was a comment on my blog. That reminds me, I got to approve the comments on my yeast blog. I have got an app that lets me know right away when somebody comments on my blog so I can approve it right away, but sometimes I forgetty. I've been pretty good about it. I haven't really had any complaints. I never had any complaints about my pussy. My pasty, pasty pussy. I've got a pasty pussy, ladies. I've got a pasty, white lady pussy. Oh, yes, I do, ladies.
You know what? I'm going to turn off this Sony e-reader because I haven't been using it very much lately, and I don't want to waste a battery. Let's see. I've been going back and forth. I've been reading on the iPhone with the Retina display, you know, because it's like your eye. And I'm going to go back to this. I still find the e-reader much easier to read from. But at night, when I usually read, it's nice to not have to turn the light on, you know, because that's kind of a pain. And then it's kind of a pain to get the light in the right light. So I would say ideally, my vagina wouldn't smell. Okay. So let's go to advanced settings. Why is device shutdown an advanced setting? Press the bookmark button to shut down this device. There it goes. All right. Okay. Springtime for Hitler in Alemania. Can you imagine if a white supremacist group made that? I don't think it would have gone over as well on Broadway with all the Jews. I was in the elevator. Yeah, my building's strange. It's highly Jewed, as I've mentioned many times. It's highly Jewed, and I don't know if that is even a word, Jude. Hey, Jude, you're like my building. So I was highly Jewed building. You know, the thing is about the elevator in this highly Jewed building is kind of like Hebrew, because it goes from right to left. So normally, if you're facing a bank of elevators, three elevators, and they're numbered, 1, 2, 3, and you have corresponding indicators showing you where which elevator is, 1, 2, 3, you would expect elevator 1 to be on your left, number 2 in the middle, and number 3 on your right. Never on your left, always to the right. But in my Jude building, it's backwards. 3 is on the left, and it goes 3, 2, 1. And it's very confusing. And whenever I have this mental block, so whenever I come to the elevator, I always have to think, okay, Hebrew, let's go back to Hebrew school. How would I read it if this were some boring-ass book where I had to sing songs, Don Olam and all that crap? And I say, you know, this is like left, right. So I was on the elevator and some people were on there, strangers, and I was my usual socially inappropriate and awkward self. And this couple gets on and they said, oh, I would have expected this. I think we're in elevator 1. They said, I would have expected this to be number 1, but it's number 3. This is strange. I said, that's because of all the Jews. It's like the Bible, you know, it's like Hebrew. And they just looked at me like I was some kind of freak. And then this other guy on the elevator, he said, oh, yes, that's true. You know, historically, these buildings are very Jewish. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know that. If I was somebody who really was normal or even remotely aware of my social awkwardness, I probably would have felt embarrassed, but I didn't. So I just stood there like a douche, which, you know, isn't hard. So anyway, I started to talk about this tweet. No, it was a comment. Oh, and then I went into that, and then I took the iPhone. which is jailbroken, by the way. The iPhone 4 is jailbroken. Though, I don't know. I wish I didn't have to use jailbreaks because it's kind of awkward. But I like the MyWi, so you can make a hotspot without having to pay TNT a fucking fortune. But you didn't hear that from me. Anyway, in ennui. And then it breaks Skype, so you have to get a goddamn... Yeah, it's one thing after another. So it breaks Skype, so it doesn't do the multitest, so you got to get this thing called Backgrounder, which loads all this other shit, which can cause problems with other shit, and blah, 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 blah. I love to hear myself say blah, blah. Blah, lot, blah, lot, blaylocks. So, where was we?
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Bedtime for Poland and France.
All right. Well, I moved the location of the transmitter to be my back fat again, only this time sticking out. I'm getting very annoyed with all this, you know? Maybe I'll just do the rest of the show in the form of a headstand and play with my lips. I could put the mic stand out. Oh, for fuck's sake. I haven't cleaned a goddamn thing. What the fuck do I do? You know, I was thinking about that. This is my new thing. My mid-year's resolution is to do something every day. Accomplish something. I think I mentioned this. Accomplish something every day. Whether it's a podcast, doing the laundry, anything. What the fuck did I goddamn do? You know? And I was thinking to myself, what the fuck do I goddamn do? Now I'm sounding like Norm again, which is a good thing. I'm sorry. NormAugustinus.com. What in the fuck do I do? You know? What do I do that makes me take 2 hours to get out of the fucking house every day? What the fuck do I do? I can't account for it. I stand around, I click things, I do nothing. I walk around, I look at things, and then I gotta go. Ugh. And then I have to breathe in my dog walk. You know? I can't believe I have to buy a new fucking mic thing. That bums me out. A new goddamn transmitter. Will somebody please help a sister out here? I know there are rich people that listen to the shows that have tons of equipment and have good jobs, like Kinko's. By the way, thank you for the $5, but send a lot more. The brand I have of the transmitter, it's an EW100G2. But you know what? I need the kit because I'm on the illegal frequency anyway, so I can't use the goddamn, you know. Right? I need to get the kit. So I need the wireless... Oh, fuck off. You're not going to get it for me anyway. Who am I fucking kidding? But I need the lavalier combination. And don't send me the money for this. Because when you send me money, I really have to use it for bills. And I just... There's no way. I cannot... What is that? Blinked. I heard it blinked. Now who's texting or something? Live webinar from Pro Max. You know, I cannot not think about Sylvia when I hear the word webinar. I just can't. Sylvia Brown, webinar. It's a synonym. My web, my 2.0. Richard Paul Trotsky. My web. Let's see if we can open the window for a little while. Hopefully it's not... Oh, no, it's nice out. Hitler for Germany. I should just masturbate on my show. Ooh, yeah, finger that thing. Another one? Ugh. See, maybe that's why I don't get anything done, because I'm always checking the goddamn phone. And plus, I hate bending over, because I'm too fat like them ladies on the black TV. Ugh. I was expressing fears of becoming obese the other day to a group of friends. And I said, I don't want to end up looking like one of those people on TLC. They didn't know what I was talking about. People don't watch enough Fatty Grums, I guess, you know? You know? You're supposed to answer me. You're supposed to say, uh-huh. Answer in the affirmative to me when I talk to you, audience. Springtime for Hitler, audience. And Germany's... Bluetooth. Screw it. springtime for panties and girdle girls. Where is the goddamn blue cap on this goddamn water bottle? I have to be environmentally friendly. I need my estrogen, and I need my plastic bottles. It seems to be working now that it's behind me, the Grum holder. But it's a problem because I can't really do interviews with a shitty fucking broken mic, so I'm going to have to get a new one soon, which will negate the money I'm making from the interview, of course. Whatever. Everything is shit. Just kidding, not really. I mean, really. But somebody at work is selling a really nice Canon camera that has the XLRs, which, I mean, it's so ridiculous how usually cameras are sold with, you know, prosumer basically means good video, shitty audio. Because even though audio is supremely important, because it's the sublime thing, you know? So XLRs on a video camera, no way. Let's go get one, guys. So a guy I work with is selling this camera, and he wanted like $2,500 for it. It's a really nice camera. Maybe it was $1,500. I don't even remember. Really nice camera, but, you know, I can no way afford it. But he hasn't sold it. It's just been sitting there for years in the goddamn closet at work. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll be willing to sell it for less now that it's been a goddamn year. Oh, look, I found a Rolaid. Now what beeped? National Coalition Abolish the Death Penalty. Kevin Keith, who is now in death row in Ohio. Okay, well, that's something I can sign and fill out because that's important. Not like John Kerry's vagina for the 800th time. And I hate to say it, but I'm totally pro-choice. But it's over. It's lost. And, you know, Roberts Court, hello. Partial birth ban, Clinton, whatever, just, yeah. Whatever. Springtime. Okay, I can put the keys and the wallet in its proper location. Okay, did I find the cap for the water yet? This is going to be a long show because I am not going to stop until at least my kitchen is clean. Oops, sounded bad. I need to find some nice shampoo that's been tested on animals. Patrick Dunderface, go Reagan Fox. Who is this Patrick Dunderface? I told him he has to send me a naked picture of himself for my research purpose, and he completely ignored me. What a fucking bitch. As somebody tweeted this, if you relate Islam as a whole to terrorists, terrorism and 9/11, then every Christian you know is a racist, slave-owning, colonizing, something or other. Okay. Springtime for Hitler in Germany. Deutschland. Clitoris. Yeast. Blump, blump, dump, blump, dump. And blump, da-dump. Blump, dump, 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 dump. Dump, 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 dump. So if I have the if I were able to get that Canon camera with the XLRs, then I could just use a direct XLR mic lavalier with a long wire. Oh, that would be so nice. Though I suppose I could just use an external, you know, separate audio source, but that's such a fucking pain in the ass because you have to sync it up. And, you know, I was watching on 60 Minutes, they were doing a show about the last episode of one of those soap operas that finally ended after 1,000 years. The one about, oh, Guiding Light. Yeah, Guiding Light, the Guiding Light. And they showed them filming it, and they were using the same cameras as this one this guy's selling, which is a Canon something DV. And I thought that was cool, you know. It's surprising they would use such a compressed format to shoot a, you know, such a big network television show. It's really funny to me. But now everybody's using these DSLRs for video, and I think that's cool and arty and everything, but I don't know. I don't know that it's for me, you know. I haven't seen any of those that have DSLRs. I mean, XLRs. So it's great for B-roll, but, you know, it seems kind of faddish to me. F-A-D-D, not F-A-Y-T-T. No, F-A-Y-U-T-T. Filed. And Miss Cheryl, I have no idea who started these goddamn sayings, and I don't think I even care anymore. She's like, who started saying Fiat? Was it J-Maids? Was it this person? I don't fucking know who said Fiat. Fiat. There, I said it. Fiat. All right. This is the code pink shirt that I got in Camp Casey when I was with Churds. Breakfast. I'm too fat for it, though. This is why I shouldn't walk around in my panties, because then I don't eat, because I'm so... I can have instant access to my client. Though I will have a little bit of yogurt hit. An Activa Glide. That's what causes those nice seams in my pieces of duty. Oh, yes, ladies, I love seams in my duty that are caused by having light yogurt. And I talk in this way because I like talking like this to my ladies and gal pals. My white ladies and gal pals. Six Louisiana teens drown as they try to save each other. That's too bad. I like this one. Study. Employers used recession as an excuse to cut even deeper and increase profits. Abso-fucking-lutely. That is the fucking truth. What a mess. Yeah, I was reading that in... it's from Crooks and Liars, by the way, if you want to look it up. I was reading that... In Cuba's making reforms now, so they've got somebody's probably threatening Raul Castro or whatever, the usual economic hitman stuff, but I don't know what's going on, but 95% of the people in Cuba work for the government. Is that unbelievable? 95%? I wonder what the other 5% do, you know? I mean, really? That's just unbelievable. What do the other 5% do? I guess they're like dead, sick, elderly, that kind of thing, maybe. They're just... Maybe everybody has to work for the government. I need to clean this fucking coffee maker. It's disgusting. Oh, my God. Ow. Bending over hurts. Oh, God. I feel like I'm 80. I'm only 60. 61. I always forget my age sometimes. It's hard to do the math when you're senile. Senile. I like when people say senile. I have a lot of relatives... East Coast relatives, they always pronounce certain words a little wrong. And I think it's kind of to get attention. Like, senile is a good example. Unfortunately, I can't really think of any other example. Like, anyway. God, the smell. See, when I clean this, and this is why I was thinking of seeing it. When I clean the coffee drainer thingy, the holder, for the gook, what do you call this? Called the thing. Yeah, the thing. Iowa. When I clean the thing from Iowa, the drainage pit, drip tray, it smells a little moldy, so it smells like an old person with Alzheimer's disease. Well, just an old person. So that's why I'm pretty sure that old people are just moldy. I think that maybe the thing would be the fountain of youth is bleach. So I'm guessing if everybody were to drink like a cup of bleach, they would never get old because it would kill all the mold in your body, maybe. I think Norm Augustinus could try that out and then we could work on a joint venture. Norm is always into making money off things. He's all about that. Joint ventures and shit. Okay, that looks nice. Iowa. I'm telling you, Iowa. I'm the psychic. Ew. There's even some mold inside that thing. All right, let's get that out. Get her done. Get her done. Where the deer and the antelope are free. Christ on the wheel. Oh. All right. Well, yeah, I really need this microphone thing to do these kind of grums. I mean, I really do. I mean, I tried using the iPhone thing before. It's just, it's not practical. It's just the delay is too much. And the quality, I don't like it. You know, I don't. I mean, if I could use it with the... The problem is, too, is that it only works one way. Like, when it, with my audio software, it lets me record the vagina, but not the clitoris. You know what I mean? Like, I can't monitor my own audio. And if it did, it would be delayed anyway, so what's the point? I don't know why there's such a delay on that. Oh, I don't know why there's such a delay. Mother always says, don't use that. Mother always said that he married beneath her. That's what she said. That's what she said. Get fucked. Her last chance. And though she was 22, though she was 22, though she was 20 dose, she married him. Dun-dun-dun. Life with her wasn't more of a picnic than a come as you are in your face. Oh, yeah, I like to say girdle a lot. My father, he just said, get fucked. It wasn't clear, yeah, schmegma, if not to her, yeah, well, then to me. Dun, 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 dun. But everything was beautiful. Stink hair. Ow! Purple lips. Stretched out vagina and hair follicles. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. Hey, I was shitty at the ballet. That's when I got an abortion. Doomed up a deep and very narrow stairway. How long have I been talking? Trudy House like a metronome. It wasn't parasites. It wasn't oh my God, almost 50 minutes. It's a long time of me talking to myself. A lot of grums this week. The thing is, when I do a lot of grums, I don't get as many comments because people don't catch up. But in the true spirit of the grum, I can't care. I'm not saying I don't care. Big difference. I'm saying I can't. Oh, mail. God, I hate when I get mail from the goddamn mortgage company and the goddamn grum holder people and the goddamn other grum holder people. My condo association is supposed to be starting to take Visa soon. Wish they fucking would. After August 16th. Jesus Christ, wouldn't it be great if I could pay my mortgage on credit cards? The reason is because I can get air miles. Let's see. Pay now. Oh, I can pay on the web. Goody. Yeah. I mean, well. How we calculate your escrow payment? My new monthly home loan payment, effective 9? Oh, you gotta be fucking AIDS facing me. Oh, Jesus. It went up again? 931.57? That's just a fucking mortgage? Ugh. Escrow explained. Fuck you. I have to write this letter that asks if I can get a lower payment for them to ignore. Let's see. I guess I don't... Oh, I have a negative escrow balance. That's the problem. Uh-huh. Of course, you do have the option to pay your anticipated shortfall in full. I don't understand this. No, I'm not going to fucking do that. All right, so I'm fucked. Oh, escrow shortage due September 1st, $343. Or I can just have them estimate. Yeah, I'll just do the estimate thing. Wait, let's read this. Okay. Blobbity blob. County taxes. Fucking fuck. $2,000 in taxes? Since when? I can't afford to live, really. That's depressing. I guess I should put this in the computer that my payment has changed. Fucking horse. And why don't I look at the goddamn assessment fucking thing, since that probably went up too. And I'm not even going to open the electric bill. I'll just wait for a disconnect notice. Let's see. Invoice. Beginning balance 3374, even though the stupid bitch told me. Assessment for August 2010 is $433.41. Television cable, which I never watched, is $26.36. And the window loan charge, which is for the windows, $162.39, which I have to pay from now until the end of goddamn time, which means a total of $655.60. So just for mortgage and assessments, I'm talking over $1,500 a month now. Motherfucking Christ, that is fucking ridiculous. I can't afford shit. Up a deep and very narrow stairway. What beeped now? Why am I... Make your boner so iron it could pierce a hole in the ceiling. Why? It's addressed to bloated@mac.com. Jesus Christ. That's nice. I really wanted, I need, that's helpful. Thank you. It's not going to help me fuck my mortgage company back. Oh, I don't want to sell my place. Any bank? Oh, it's just so goddamn entertaining, isn't it? Listening to the lesbian complain. Isn't it just hilarious? Listen to her not able to afford anything. The only way to make money in this fucking country is you got to lie your fucking ass off and be duplicitous. Just have no fucking shit. Okay, so that's how much money I have, which sucks. Which is not enough. Okay. I knew I shouldn't have bought those groceries and drugs that I need. All right. Okay, let's see. Payments. Why do I open my mail? See, this is why I don't open my mail. I hate it. Okay. Future payments, all payments, city, no. God, the city card payment hasn't been processed yet, fucking cunt. Mortgage, change payment. Okay. No, I'm not going to change it yet. Because I'll wait till this payment gets processed first. Yeah, I'll wait till this process gets payment. Yeah. Okay, and I'm beginning to press. My voice is starting to get soft, which is not good. When are they going to accept goddamn credit cards? Oh, well. I can even see my voice getting softer on the screen as I look at my wave thing, my wave line. Fucking ridiculous. Bob Herbert says, I've never seen anything like this, said Andrew Simon, economics professor and director of the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern, blah, blah, blah. Not only did they throw all these people off payrolls, they also cut back on the hours of the people who stayed on the job. The economic data show that workers, to a great extent, are shamefully exploited. No shit. But we don't have rights here, because that's anti-business. Oh, well. Lovely. The problem is, America, we don't do nothing here. We just click things. I mean, like, do we really deserve to have an economy based on bloggers? I don't know. To report nothing except show business news? Oh, the world is fucked, isn't it? Oh, well. But what are you going to do? It's always been fucked, and we all die at the end, so there has to be some sort of joy in that, right? I think so. That's why my voice keeps getting softer and softer and softer and softer. Let's see.
Let's look at my Mac rumors. That always cheers me up. Things I can't afford. Okay, that's fascinating. News is bad. Show business is good. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh, listen to this. As an adult with ADD, I'm a huge fan of Steve Lambert's Self-Controlled. His nifty app is a great boon to the internet addict and easy to distractible folks such as myself. It is a timed internet filter that can block sites based on a whitelist or a blacklist. Once you turn on, it's virtually impossible to deactivate until the timer runs out. That's ridiculous, but helpful. I should probably get that. Nicolas Cage decides not to trespass. If you're inspirational and positive, please join me on Facebook. You know what? I'm sick of looking at your face. I wish I could figure out how to unfollow this person. Tom Leuer. L-E-U-E-R. Please help me get rid of you. Inspirational. It's probably miserable. Probably cries himself to sleep. What's his bio? Engine builder by day, entrepreneur by night. Personal growth interests, road course racer, fun and laughter. Okay, fun and laughter is your interest. You're just a lying sack of shit, you know? Fun and laughter. You're basically a bitter bitch who insists on talking opposite day. Yeah, I mean, if you have to say your interests are fun and laughter, clearly you got a fucking problem with fun and laughter. It's called You Spot It, You Got It. Let's see. Okay. No, I'm not leaving because I didn't finish the kitchen. See how black my feet are. That's how much I know. Why am I getting all this crap mail? God damn it. I don't care about super boners. Promax Systems. Webinar. Oh, now everybody's supposed to be making 3D videos. Oh, fuck you. Economy's in the toilet. People don't need goddamn 3D. They need fucking ridiculous. Yeah, let's waste more money on shit. How can we transform this economy into one that doesn't rely on consumption? That's really the question. You know, that's a big question, I think. What the fuck can we do? I don't even understand economics. I mean, I didn't study them. I don't fucking get it. I guess it's like, okay, so if you're like a person and you have an acre of land, you farm the land, you grow food, you eat it, and then you have your own economy. However, if you get a disease, unless you're a doctor, you can't cure yourself. So you rely on other people to do that, and you trade. So if I'm the person who, I have my own acre and I have a farm, and you're a doctor next door without a farm, obviously I'm going to give you food in return for medicine. That's an economy. But we're dealing with things that we need. So maybe our economy needs to move from luxury. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's luxury. It's a luxury item, meaning things we don't really need. We have a luxury economy. And what we need is, I'm eating my yogurt and you're going to fuck off. You don't like it. Yeah, that's the spoon. Fuck you. So maybe we need to move from a luxury economy to a needs-based economy. So like, yeah, I think that's what it is. So stick with food that we need. You know. Things people need to live should be the main economy thing. So we're talking about foods, healthy foods, not mega-processed foods. We're talking about, in other words, medicine, yes. Clothing, yes, but not crazy ass fucking Prada shit. I don't know, but how do you do that? Well, first of all, you murder all advertising industry people, or at least fire them, and I go from there. I don't know. Whatever. I think, yeah. I was going to say I should play the rest of Springtime for Hitler and then come back, but I have a feeling I won't come back if I do that, and my kitchen won't be clean. But we're getting real close now. Now I'm drying the drip tray. Aren't you proud of me? I remembered what it's called, a drip tray. Drip tray. Drip tray. Girdle. Excuse me. Springtime for drip tray and Germany. London, France, and underpants. Now what's bleeping? Another piece of junk? The Advantage, no, it's not really junk. The Advantage dining out program. Oh. Let's see. It's from Tim of Radio Clash. He had some interesting comments on the discussion we were talking about earlier with respect to Pod Show and all that crap. Let's see if I can find his comment. Tim Aids. SpringtimeForHitler.com. Let's see. That's not his website. I'm just babbling for a change. Okay, let's see. Tim Bear Cub. Okay. I'll read some comments from this thread. So, I wrote on my Facebook, Madge Weinstein, it's Yeast Radio on Facebook, by the way, and my Twitter is just Bloated Lesbian, twitter.com/bloatedlesbian, and again on Facebook, it's just Yeast Radio. Regarding my former employer, Adam Curry's, quote, soft exit from Mevio, an educated guess is that he is leaving Mevio to pursue a new venture which will make a lot of money that he doesn't want to share with Mevio shareholders such as myself and Kleiner Perkins et al. Let's see. Shane Bugby writes back with a link. Adam Curry is a douchebag. Adam Curry is a douchebag.blogspot.com. It needs to be updated. Okay. He writes back, I know, maybe it needs to be changed to Adam Curry is just a fucking douche, period. End of history. End of story. Okay. Man, do I hate that dick. Tim Bearcub writes, rats, sinking ship? And then he writes, I must say I stopped giving a fuck about Mevio Podshow about 3 to 4 years ago. That post here about a certain person, about a certain person a few months ago was the first time I had thought about the gruesome twosome in over 2 years. I was like, oh, what happened to them? They'd so completely fallen off my radar that probably says rather a lot about their venture and sadly podcasting in general. I wrote back, rats, correct, Tim, rats. John M. period writes, Madge, I understand and appreciate your frustration. Unfortunately, only Mevio stock is... Unfortunately, your Mevio stock is that... is in that LLC only. I'm sorry, I'm old, I can't read. Individual presence in various disparate organizations are not intertwined. Yeah, I know all this, John. Thank you, though. It does not require... I'm not saying anything he's doing is illegal. I'm not implying that at all, and I certainly don't mean to. Nothing about this is illegal. It's just, you know, duplicitous and unethical. If it's what I suspect, I don't even know if it's true. It does not require any specific employee to maintain employment unless by contract... This shithead's choice to progress, move to another organization is his choice, and stockholders cannot influence this. Any wages he earns on his next exploits are not owned by his previous company or those who hold stock in the same. He is an absolute ass. Better you do not invest or follow his future follies. Sell that crap now. I would if I could. P.S. It's worthless. Thanks. And don't use your real name if you don't want me to mix them up, you stupid asshole. Mark W. period or whatever your name is. John W. Period, rather, a.k.a. M. Period. Mark Hunter writes, podcasting just didn't work out the way it hoped to would and the way he hoped it would in 2005, did it? What a shame for a lot of people, particularly those who wanted to quit their day job. Tim writes, yeah, some made a little from it, a very few a lot, but Podshow and iTunes sucked the blood out of it, especially iTunes. Amazing how fast truly independent voices got kicked out of the picture and the taste masters hit back. Also, BBC and NPR are at fault too, but as soon as that iTunes chart hit, trouble. That is absolutely the truth. I said it too, I think. Well, maybe I didn't. I don't know. I thought it. Says Tim. Tim, absolutely correct assessment. I agree with it 100%. 100%. So, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Springtime for Hitler. Ah, to be a dog and only have to throw balls and eat things. You don't want this? You don't want to lick my yogurt container, Tainer? We're getting real close. The interesting thing about podcast cleaning is it forces me to see how much time I waste, how much time it takes me to clean. Because bending over hurts, because I'm like the fat lady with the earls. The earls. Aren't you proud of me? I did a whole show so far without having to call Cheryl or Rachel. Springtime for Hitler in Germany. All time for Hitler in France. By the way, you can still buy my DVD by clicking on thusandso.yourmomsmells. No, by just going to yeastradio.com/DVD. It is limited to 100 copies. I think I've sold like 50, so something like that. So please buy it. If I sell all 100, I will be very excited and motivated to buy more. And you know what? This shit will be worth money. It's all signed and numbered and all that crap. It will be worth money. If you don't know anything, understand that people will value what I do years from now. It is unique, period. And you have to realize that. I'm sorry, but it is. It's true. I mean, Reagan has been doing all these papers, academic papers about me. I don't share them because I'm kind of modest and plus really big word. But people are talking about me in their important lectures and colleges. I'm not even making this up. Like, I am an academic thing here. And an artistic thing. I don't know what kind of thing, but a thing. So you should get a piece of me. Because people like me always die tragically. And by the way, I would never commit suicide if anybody's trying to kill me. Never. Ever. Never. But, you know. I'll probably choke on a sandwich. Something like that. Or a big monster beverage. My stomach will fall out or something. Or, you know, get brutally raped and murdered in some, film video shoot, you know. So wouldn't you hate to think, gosh, I could have had that autograph. I listened to this girl's show for years and I have nothing to show for it. But see, this is what you can do and say, look, you know what? I'm special. You know, I am special. I'm a part of this. Because don't you just want to have something to show for the fact that you knew about the yeast before anyone else did? Don't you want that in your life? Then buy my DVD. It'll have your name on it. It'll have my signature and a unique number. And even in the DVD menu itself, each DVD is custom self-published for you, which is a goddamn pain in the ass. And I can pretty much guarantee I will never do that after this series. Do you know what a pain that is? To press scan my signature and write every goddamn DVD. That's why it takes a little while for me to do it. It takes fucking time, bitches. How many other podcasters do you see doing that? Not many. If Hitler were alive and had a podcast, he would have Eva Braun do it. You know what I'm saying? Chomsky. Let's see. Let's close all these windies.
Let's see if I can get any more dumb email in the morning. Okay. Small dog computers. Big Brother live stream, thanks to you know who. That was torture. All right. Let's see. Twitter. What do we got going on here? American Apparel's bankruptcy is inevitable. Okay. Rex Kaiser's been promoting his Pirate My Film website, which seems to be starting to get going. That's good. Let's see. My vagina itches. It's always a plus. What the fuck? Why am I not getting donations today? Shit. Yes. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, this is interesting for you to hear me say yes, like I've ever cared. Oh, Tresky's eating its food, good. Good boy. New guru preset for trap code sweetened. Everybody wants me to buy shit I don't need. The luxury economy. Let's get her done. Let's get her done, ladies. I almost want to eat a hard-boiled egg for breakfast. Oh, you know, I had this egg poacher that was so wonderful while it worked. And it worked for like a month and then it broke. I really enjoyed my egg poacher. So did Hitler. He enjoyed his egg poacher like I did him. You know, Hitler. Schindler's Revenge. Schindler's List. You're a good boy. Schindler. Springtime for Schindler in Germany. It's supposed to be raining today. It's not raining now, which means I can walk Trotsky, diddle my hole, and then if it is raining, then I can go downtown, do my errands, and then go straight to work from there because I work right next to the Red Line. So it's actually much easier if it's raining for me to go downtown and then take the Red Line up, which is like 14 miles altogether, than it is to walk a mile in the rain to work. Well, it's not even a mile. It's like, maybe it's a mile. Yeah. It's not far, though. Not when you do it every day. It's like, you know, and I get to pass all the nice homeless people. But they will miss Trotsky, though. They like Trotsky at my work. Because he's a body double and stuff. Springtime for Schindler and Germany. Cleaning with vinegar. I don't like cleaning products, so I've just been using vinegar. And I like it. I do not miss the cancer-causing stench of 409. I do not miss it. I do not miss it at all. I like the fine smell of vinegar that doesn't cause cancer, as far as I know, and you use it on your vagina. So I can put it on my vagina as I'm cleaning in case my vagina starts to stench out, which it isn't right now. I took a shower at the gym last night. I didn't go in the steam room yesterday because it was full of trollpocalypse, is what I like to call it. It was a trollpocalypse. I think that's self-explanatory. I don't think I have to tell you what a trollpocalypse means. Looks like somebody vomited in my sink. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I was having a food binge, I vomited. After I vomited. Vomit. Why, after all, another ding-dong. I think I heard a ding. Mark Hunter. Who is Mark Hunter? He has a podcast. What is his name? Mark Hunter. So, music podcast, I think. The name is familiar. Mark Hunter. Well, I'm pretty sure it was a music podcast, or is. Mark Hunter. Sounds so familiar. Anyway, he writes, oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. This is a response to what I just read a little bit earlier. Mark Hunter writes, I wouldn't agree that no one listened. There was a naive hopefulness about the time. I remember clearly when iTunes supported podcasts and the whole movement became about getting your show listed. And all the boasting about the massive numbers of new subscribers thanks to iTunes, which I never believed. Oh, I wasn't one of them. I was somebody who lost listeners because of iTunes, because I was at the top of those lists, the pre-iTunes lists. And then iTunes didn't list me, so I was screwed. That was my aside. However, I knew it was dead in the water when after 6 months with podcasts producing 3 shows a week, I'd made no money from them, and I was told that U.S. advertisers only want to advertise on U.S.-based shows. That meant the likes of me and Julian Smith were stuff. It also made me realize that podcasts were no better than traditional ad companies. They couldn't convince advertisers that podcasting was global and not geographic specific. Michael Geohagen also made a good point in late 2005. The money was in knowledge. Sell what you knew about podcasting, new media, and you'd make some cash. Turns out, for me at least, he was right. Yeah, but that's true. But, yeah, see, that's kind of like what thing is, I don't compromise, and I didn't start podcasting so that I could tell people how to podcast. I did podcasting so that I could podcast. Because that's what I want to do. If I wanted to be in IT, I would stay in IT where I make good money. You know, and I have a problem with the fact that the infrastructure makes the money and the talent doesn't. I have a problem with that. And I think the only answer to that, for me at least, can be to stick with what for me is my own integrity, which by other people's standards would certainly not be any form of integrity, but to just say, look, I'm going to produce the content that needs to be produced based on what I think it should be. Make it, I mean, my show is a mess, but it is what it is. And it has a life of its own. My show has a life of its own. It is not me. It is not the people on it. It is a combination. What the fuck? Let's load. Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Richard, please.
This is he.
Hey, Richard, this is Kevin. I'm calling from Boris FX. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
I'm just calling to follow up on your continual complete trial version. For the final part, I was wondering how the install went for you.
Went okay. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Right, like I'm going to buy Boris FX. Oops. I don't know who he was talking to, by the way. And I don't know why. I sometimes have to use code names when I don't want to edit. But, like, are you trying to scare me into the fact that I keep downloading trial versions? And I'm supposed to go, woo, maybe you're on to me. I don't care, you know? How'd your install go? Oh, it was so amazing. The spirits were on your left and on your right. On your left and on your right. You know, believe it or not, I do own the software that I use professionally. But, like, some of it I want to have a use for, but it just isn't. Like, Boris FX, they're really not that good compared to Sapphire. Sapphire is amazing plugins, and there really is a qualitative difference in those kind of plugins. They may be called the same effect like glow or this or that or blur. There are huge, huge differences. And to tell you the truth, I still prefer working with Avid. I just do. But at work, I have to use... Oh, who gives a shit? Anyway, I don't have to explain it. Bottom line is I don't use Boris enough to make it worthwhile. I can't afford it either. Though I wish I could afford to upgrade to the new Avid, but, you know, to make a few fatty videos, it's not really justified. Anyway, Final Cut is more economical, I guess. Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Avid has gotten a lot cheaper, but at first glance, but you see, their upgrades are much more frequent and much more expensive than Final Cut. And that's a problem for moi. Looks like the kitchen's almost clean after 6 hours of podcasting.
Now, who is Mark Hunter? I just know the name. I have to look him up. Mark Hunter. Let's see. Mark Hunter. Info. Tartan podcast. I think he was with... Was he with Poncho a long time ago? Favorite TV shows. Top of the Pods. Games Weasel. The Official Kvetch Show. Kvetch Page. The Gadget Show. The Fast Pitch. Sounds like somebody who works at Poncho for those crappy shows he likes. Interest social media. Ooh. Final Cut Pro. Video editing. Those aren't interests. Those are jobs. You sound boring. Oops. Sorry. I guess I should be nice since I don't notice this person. All right. Or maybe he just didn't feel like typing. Activities, going to church, holidays in France, winters in RE SAG, coal fires, cycling. Yeah, he's a bit tongue-in-cheek, I suppose. Favorite music. Whatever. Social media producer and consultant. Ugh, I say, forget it. And he used Erstwhile in his profile, too. Social media consultant. CC Chapman did that, too. Oh, I'm a social media consultant. Even Mark is doing that. I think Bicycle Mark, aren't you a social media consultant, too? I thought he said he's lecturing about social media in Brooklyn or something. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that's what he said to me in a Skype. Oh, social media. I don't think he really meant that. I think he was joking. I hope. I think he was lecturing about citizen media and that sort of thing. I love how this fucking wonderful guy, Julian Assange, is being totally badmouthed. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. Talk about media washing. And I love this new term, pink washing, for like things like the Avon breast walk, when they test shit on animals and they do horrible things with their chemicals, like poison Indians. But they produce breast-a-thons. They make people walk around for not curing cancer. That whole thing has always amazed me. It's like, really? Really? You're kidding. Yeah, how does walking cure disease? It don't. It's too much. I just can't. The coffee is too messy. It's expensive, it's messy. I guess I'll just drink instant coffee and Monster Energy the rest of my life. Like, Monster isn't fucking expensive. Who am I kidding? On a vagina. Okay, so we're done with the kitchen. Now we just have to sweep a whittle bit. I'll leave the vinegar in the bathroom because I gotta do that. Okay. All right. I love faggots. Oops. I'm a lesbian. How long have I been talking now? Jesus. 87 minutes of a solo grum? Haven't done that in probably years. 87 minutes of just Madge. Just fat Madge. But we're going to get this done. We're going to swifter sweep the goddamn kitchen. I'm not going to do this half-ass. My friend Caroline told me many years ago, she said, Madge, part of cleaning is putting away the cleaning supplies. And that was brilliant. I didn't learn even how to do dishes by hand until I was in college. We always had dishwashers, you know? But now I have a dishwasher, thank God. But I won't for long because I can't afford my mortgage, really. And if I get kicked... If I do have to, like, live and not afford a condo, I don't care if I live in a condo, but if I have to, like, move into some shitty place where it's, like, a total loss of any semblance of my current lifestyle, then I'm so done podcasting because I'll be too bitter from not making money. Sorry. I just will. So if anybody has ideas for how I can make money without becoming a social media douchebag, and the other thing is, no, I don't say that.
I want to make money podcasting. I want to do this. I will do it more to make money. I will podcast more to make money. That I will do. What I will not do is sit there and make fucking t-shirts and make more DVDs, because I do that, people say do this, and then people don't buy the shit. I'm a podcaster. You don't see Oprah sitting at home making goddamn t-shirts with an ironing board, do you? So if you want to help me, be my manager, get me work, get me gigs, do something, help. Just do it for me. You have to. I'm the talent. I'm the psychic. You know what I mean? And honestly, really, I'm an audio podcaster. And while I can do video if I have help, I hate putting my goddamn makeup on. I guess I should do that. It does tend to bring a lot more, a bigger audience. Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to help me with that, that would be cool. Like, actual help with the production. It's really hard to do that by oneself with the video and the mics and all that crap. I do have the equipment. I just don't have the hands. God, and it's a pain in the ass to wear them dresses. Well, I have to run my lines for Bewitched. The show is Saturday, and I'm gonna memorize my. Uh-oh, it's raining. Shit. I guess I'll be going downtown then. Bewitched. So, what's my first line? Hello. Oh shit, I never know that. Help! I can't see. Can someone turn on the lights? Yes. Oh, I see that. I don't know my lines at all. Shit. Help. Oh, who cares? Now, see, I do have to learn the lines, and this isn't like another show because it's David Surtur's show, so it's his responsibility. But the person who plays Endora has shown up for like one rehearsal. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Doo-doot. Look at how dirty this is. Swifters are rewarding. And I think this is a non-luxury product. I think this is because I use it, and I don't want to lose it in the non-luxury needs economy that doesn't exist. Maybe I should go on TED and speak about the needs economy and talk about TEDsters. I love how on TED they're always talking about TEDsters. Like, now it's a cult. Oh, we're TEDsters. Now you're AIDS queens. Deal with it. Wearing bleeple pants with bad taste in music. Because you always bring on these fucked up folk musicians that suck ass. They're wearing paper plates on their faces like Natalie Marchand. Thank you, Vera, for the nice volume discussion. Thank you, Vera, for the volume discussion. Much better. Oh, that's a good comment. That's for Eat This Hot Show. I got all my Grum comments on one Grum comment holder. All right. Well, the kitchen is clean. Now I can get fucked. Just kidding. And, yes. Zap to doot, zap doot, to doot to doot to doot, to doot lap to lap to doot, skadoodle lap to doot, scap doodle to doot, bap doodle lap deem dam deem, to doot to deem, tam toon a deem, ting to lap lap to doot to, dat to dat deem, scoodle loop doom, 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 scoodle lap dap deem, deem.
No one more obscurer. Got a phone call from the Reichstag, told me I was Führer. Germany was blue. Oh, what to do. Hitched up my pants and conquered France. Now Deutschland's smiling through.
it wasn't always so easy. It was 1932. Hindenburg was working the big room, and I was playing the lounge. And then I got my big break. Somebody burned down the Reichstag, and would you believe it? They made me chancellor. Chancellor! It ain't no mystery if it's politics or history. The thing you gotta know is everything is showbiz. Hire myself. Watch my show. I'm the German Ethel Merman, don't you know? We are crossing borders. The New World Order is here. Make a great big smile. Everyone sing heil to me. Wonderful me.
It happens.